Addressing environmental issues is a debate often seen at the state and federal level. But in Minnesota, local governments are taking it on themselves through an expanding program. The Green Step Cities Initiative is now in its 10th year. It guides cities that want to reduce their carbon footprints but might not have the resources. Rick Patraws with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, which oversees the program, he says they can recommend nearly 30 ways these cities can make improvements.
They can move in and try to do things with buildings and lighting reduce their greenhouse gases.
Patraws says stormwater management is a common practice adopted by cities as they see more heavy rains brought on by climate change. He says finding enough money can sometimes be a barrier for smaller communities trying to go green. More than 130 municipalities have signed up for the program, many of which have fewer than 5,000 residents. One of those communities is Nisswa, a city of nearly 2,000 people in northern Minnesota. City staff member Brittany Kottner says they signed up for Green Step Cities a few years ago and have taken a more active approach over the past year.
There's some of these best practices that you look at and you think, oh gosh, how is a city of 2,000 going to accomplish that? And there's some really creative ideas out there, so just knowing where to look is really half the battle.
Kottner says the program assigns a single person to help guide the city through various steps, which she describes as very helpful. For Nisswa, the steps have included using more recycled paper and buying energy-efficient appliances for city use. As it looks to the future, the program hopes to get more county governments and school systems to join. Mike Moen, Public News Service.